Oh, F, I'm still recording this.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Order of Tier Podcast 035, 35th edition of the Order of Tier Podcast. Thanks for listening in. This is Jordan B., but you can call me Triggle Sanders, and I am joined across the internet, although this time it's not as long of a distance, by Mike the Hammer K. Kludzinski.
Sup? How is it effing going?
That's exactly what I was about to ask you.
Man, you know, I'm just geeking out about all this E3 stuff.
Yeah, I feel you. I'm kind of in the same boat. Before we get to all that, though, we should probably plug our website.
Our
website is http://www.orderoftier.com, or if you don't want to remember all that junk at the beginning, orderoftier.com. We have that as a jumping off point to all of our other presences on the interwebs, including Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and our podcast and music and all that cool jazzy junk. So, check it out if you haven't already. If you have, awesome. Go check it out again. There's probably something new already.
There's always something new. Most days there are something new.
Yeah, that's right. You're always getting treated by the crew at orderoftier.com. So check us out. And end plug. Also check out internet video game radio station Rainwave, rainwave.cc. Awesome music. Hang out in the chat. Get on the forums. We play video games together some. Just generally check it out. Awesome community, awesome music. What more can you ask for? It's all free. Kind of like us. We're cheap.
Free is good. We are
free is good.
We're like hookers, but we do a good job.
Exactly. You can have your cake and eat it too.
We're like L.A. cheap hookers.
Yeah, exactly. You know, high class.
Exactly.
Or New York or Washington D.C. Anywhere where there's politicians and important people.
Right. There you go.
So yeah, check it out. But back to what the Hammer K was saying, EEE is this week, the Electronic Entertainment Expo.
Yes.
E3.
E3 ejaculation.
That's right. So what do we got going, man? How do you want to start this? There's a lot of stuff going on. All the major press conferences have already occurred.
Yeah, I mean, we can talk about some highlights from the press conferences if you want to do that.
Yeah, let's go. You go first, brother, because I have, like, almost nothing. Okay. Spoiler alert.
Did you get to watch the Sony press conference?
I did not. I forgot to. I was actually away from my computer at the time.
Yeah, I was, too. I actually didn't get to watch it until about 11:30 last night. So I ended up losing sleep over Sony.
That's not the first.
Yes. It really isn't the first one. Anyway, so Microsoft's press conference started everything off yesterday morning, which actually it won't be yesterday by the time you're listening to this. It was Monday morning, correction. Yeah. For me, I was not too impressed with damn near anything they had to say.
Yeah, I've got to agree with you on that one, man.
Yeah, I mean, I think my biggest Microsoft thing was Gears of War 3, but I mean, you know, it's Gears of War. Like, what else? It's Gears of War.
Yeah, that's actually when I got up and we went to the bathroom because it's just Gears of War. I mean, what?
I mean,
don't get me wrong. I like Gears of War, and I'll probably play Gears of War 3 eventually, but it's just Gears of War, the third installment.
Yeah, I mean, Cliffy B got up on stage and just talked about killing aliens with a Lancer.
Chainsaw gun.
Yeah, chainsaw gun. And that's... Yeah. Although the Tomb Raider game looks pretty cool.
Yeah, yeah. But the thing is, that's so funny, is like all the stuff that looked really good for them, aside from Gears, obviously, wasn't exclusive.
Yeah.
So... Yeah, that's what I was thinking, is like maybe the Tomb Raider game was going to be exclusive, but it's not. So, I mean, that's cool, but... Unless there are significant flaws with the implementation on PS3. I don't know. I've been on a PS3 kick lately. I'm kind of liking the interface and stuff. I think, and we've talked about this a little bit before, I think one of the biggest reasons that I do like the user experience on PS3 a little bit better than the 360 is that I'm not just turning on my system and then immediately bombarded with ads everywhere. You know, flashy, movie, stupid ads.
Yeah. deal with enough freaking flash all day every day anyway.
Oh, dude, I know it. And the, you know, the Sony dashboard's pretty mute.
Yeah, although they are redoing their dashboard. I think it looks a little bit cleaner, but it still has some of that same video crap all over the place.
Oh, crap. Well, the 360 is redoing theirs too, so maybe it'll be
minimal. No. I was talking about Microsoft. Sorry.
Oh, okay. Yeah, gotcha. Okay. You're about to bum me out. I thought you were saying sorry. Sony was redoing theirs. Yeah. I agree with you. It does look like it's not like all up in your face, full screen stuff.
Yeah. So we'll see. But anyway, yeah, the Tomb Raider looks cool. It looks, to me, it looks like Uncharted, but instead of staring at Nathan Drake's ass the whole time, I get to look at Lara Croft, so that's pretty cool.
So here's a question I have for you, because I haven't played the Uncharted games. That's the whole scene that they had there from the new Tomb Raider game looked very scripted, and I mean, of course it was. It wasn't like, you know, her actions, you know, influence what happened next. I mean, that was definitely a scripted sequence. But is that how Uncharted is? Like, the whole game scripted beginning to end? Or is it pretty linear like that?
It's pretty linear. Because, I mean, it's, you're interacting with the story. So yeah. It's like the story is unfolding around you. So, I mean, you participate in everything that's going on. There's not too much just sitting there watching, except for, you know, obviously cutscenes and stuff. But,
right.
I mean, yeah.
So it's kind of like that section, just in a whole game format?
Yeah. There aren't as many quick time events as there were in that, though.
Oh, yeah. But that was cool how they were presented. It wasn't like, you know, all random, all of a sudden, you know, jump out of the way of this boulder quick time event. It was more like, you know, it was integrated into what was actually happening with her. She walked through a door and then something happened. You know?
Right, yeah, and that's how they are in Uncharted, too. They're not just thrown in there. Like, oh, I'm leaping through the air. I got to press triangle, circle, X so I can do a backflip. Kind of
thing. Yeah, I mean, I think that's a little bit more tolerable than just the random out of nowhere. Kind of like Resident Evil 4, which you haven't played yet, but yeah. Resident Evil 4, they're just like randomly stuck in there. And that's the big problem I have with them in that game is that unless you're pretty quick, especially the ones towards the end of the game, unless you're pretty quick, you might die once or twice because you just missed which combination to do.
Right.
But, you know, it does add a little bit of tension, but it can get overdone.
Yep. So,
but that Tomb Raider game does look awesome. Like, that whole scripted sequence was amazing.
Yeah, I'll definitely keep my eyes on that and on her. Because Laura got hot. Man,
she pulled a freaking steak out of her
side. Yeah, that was badass. Like, whoa, you grew some.
Yeah, that was intense.
Yeah.
But also, the other thing that they showed a Modern Warfare 3, and that whole sequence in that game was awesome, too. But, like, I really feel like that's probably one of the best sequences in the game, probably. You know, I don't think that there's a whole lot of that. And if there is, that's pretty awesome. I might check it out if the game's like that beginning to end, but somehow I don't think it is.
Yeah, that's how the Modern Warfare 2 was, too. I mean, it had some pretty awesome moments in there like that, but, yeah, there's also some filler.
Yeah. Well, I mean, even in the press conference, they said in the interest of time and skipped ahead a section. So it's like,
Yeah, last year they when they showed off Modern Warfare 2, they had like three or four of those in the interest of time.
It's like, wow.
Yeah.
That kind of stinks.
But yeah, I mean, it's Call of Duty.
Yeah, I mean, it looks cool, but I'm not. It doesn't look like the gameplay is any, you know, anything new and spectacular. It looks like it's just the same.
Yeah,
kinda like yours.
Yeah, right. Which isn't necessarily a bad thing, but I mean, you know.
Yeah, if that's your thing, man, that's awesome. But it's like, I don't know. I know I can't expect too much different from a long running, you know, very popular franchise like that because they want it to sell. They don't want to try to take it new a direction and then like people hate it and then it doesn't sell anything. So
right. But aside from that, most of it was just Kinect fapping the entire time.
Yeah, and that's when I was totally out of the room. I had no care ever for that.
And they ended. They had a trailer for the Halo Combat Evolved remake, which looks cool. I think I'm way more, if I'm excited about Halo at all, I'm more excited about that than I am about Halo 4. They basically just showed a trailer of it had like some electricity flowing through something, and then it went into Master Chief's heart, and then he woke up, and then he's like swimming through space trying to get out of a blowing up ship, and then he flies into something that looks like Unicron.
Yeah, and he's like, oh yeah, let's do this, bitches.
Yeah, that's about it.
That's pretty much all the trailer was trying to say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They could have just put that, on the screen, put like Halo 4 at the top, and then just, hell yeah, let's do this, bitches.
Unicron.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was Microsoft. I wasn't too thrilled about that.
Yeah, me either. I mean, they honestly, like, with as much as I'm starting to kind of cave toward PS3 stuff, like they're gonna have a hard time holding on to me, because I am not one of those guys who's married to his gamer score.
Yeah.
And we were kind of talking about this a little bit today. I like the PS3 controller so much that if all else being equal, as far as like, you know, the game that I'm playing, if it's like the games on 360 and on PS3. If they're exactly the same, and you know, like the PS3 doesn't have a whole lot of flaws compared to the 360 version, I'm gonna buy the PS3 version just because I like the controller so much better.
Yeah.
But I know that's a divisive issue, but that's just that's where I stand.
Right. So yeah. Anyway, next was the Sony conference, and Sony's conference was actually my favorite conference out of them all.
I need to go back and watch it, because, like I said, I didn't even see any of it.
Yeah, I never thought I would say that, considering my past of not really being a fan of Sony. But the first thing they showed off was Uncharted 3, which...
Oh, well, that's what captured your heart.
Oh, yeah, it looks awesome. It is beautiful. So if you like Uncharted, definitely watch that one. And they actually had some gameplay going on. And it was this epic escape from a boat while everything was falling apart and sinking around you, which was cool.
Awesome.
They showed some Bioshock Infinite.
Now that's a game I want to play.
Yeah, definitely. And I forgot what the dude's name is. But he talked about that for a while. And apparently that it's going to have move support, which kind of shocked me. I totally expected Sony to just act like Move never happened. Like, oh, what? What was that?
So, I mean, what are you going to do with it? Is it just, like, to throw people around or something?
I don't really know. The dude... Oh, who's the developer for Bioshock? I keep on forgetting.
Irrational Games?
Yeah. He's the head guy there. And he a few months ago, he did some interview, and he was talking about how worthless motion control was, basically. And then a couple days later, his secretary or whatever was like, there's someone on the phone that wants to talk to you. He's like, who is it? Sony. And they apparently talked to him about Move and made him a believer somehow. I don't know if that involves money.
I'm sure it does. Of course it does.
Right, but so it's gonna have Move support. And actually, it's another one of those somebody's riding on Sony's dick where you buy the game and it comes with a free copy of the original Bioshock for PS3.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Sold.
Yeah, that's what I thought too. So yeah, definitely.
Because the only version that I have is a locked out PC version because two hard drive crashes and you know, well, oh well. So that's awesome the case. Yeah, I'm totally buying that then on the PS3.
Mm-hmm. But other than that, there's another medieval game.
That's a cool man. Awesome.
Yeah.
Somebody was just talking about that the other day. They needed another one of those. I don't even remember who it was. It's probably one of the Destructoid people.
Yeah. Oh, it's probably Jim. He talks about that constantly. That's all he ever talks about is how. It was on a. It was a Jimquisition. That was one of.
Oh, that. Yeah. You're right.
Yeah.
That's cool. I didn't even hear about that one.
Yeah, but that's like a, it's a Move game. It's like a third-person Move game.
Oh, are you kidding?
No.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah, but it's a medieval game. That's the. Yeah, but anyway.
So that's how they try to sell the Move, is to get a whole bunch of games where you have to have it that people want to play.
Yeah, apparently.
I guess Gran Turismo 8 or whichever the next one is probably going to have Move support, so everybody's going to have to go buy it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I could just sit here and name all the stuff that they talked about. You can literally just look it up anywhere on the internet. But the other big thing they did was they fully unveiled the Vita, the PlayStation Vita, which...
That sounds like some sort of erectile dysfunction drug.
I mean, I don't know. Like, it kind of gave me a boner. So it might be. But...
See what they were doing.
Yeah, exactly. But I don't know. I wasn't that much of a believer in it until I saw some of the stuff that they did with it, and it looks pretty cool. And considering that it's $250, which is the same price point as the 3DS, that's kind of bad for Nintendo.
Oh, yeah, that's totally what actually has me still somewhat interested in it, is that it's not $800.
Right. Which, I mean, I think the 3DS is a cool little console, but the freaking Vita is so powerful. It's basically like a portable PS3. You know, the whole deal where you can start a game on the PS3 and continue it on the Vita and then, you know, do the on-the-go thing. That's kind of, to me, what portable gaming should have always been.
Yeah.
You play on a console, and then, oh, I want to go somewhere, and then you put it on your portable console and take the
same. So, like, what games can do that? I mean, is it, like, the whole game you can play on the Vita?
I don't really know. That's the thing. That's the only thing that I don't really fully understand. I mean, I know that the Metal Gear Solid game, they're doing something like... There was another game, starts with an R, of course. I don't remember what the F it was. But it's basically like a Dynasty Warriors kind of game.
Mm-hmm.
And you literally continue where you left off exactly, depending on whatever console you play it on. But I don't know. I don't know how they're going to implement that with everything else. So that'll be a thing.
Yeah, that's kind of interesting. The price point of it combined with the news of, I don't know, is it confirmed or a possible Silent Hill exclusive for it?
No, that's confirmed.
Yeah, so that's the only thing that has me still paying attention to it, really. That, and like you said, the power of it is mm-hmm. is pretty crazy for that.
And what was I gonna say? Yeah. the whole touchscreen thing, that's cool. How, I mean, we'll get there in a second, but the whole deal where it's like a touchscreen in the middle and then it has controls on the outside. I mean, the only thing that kind of scares me about it is it's just like controller overload. I mean, there's like a touch thing on the front, on the back, there's two analog sticks, and there's buttons, and there's accelerometer, and there's cameras. it's like
every... It's a utility belt.
Yeah, that's exactly right. It's like if Batman made a console, it would be the Vita. But some of the things they were doing with it was pretty cool.
Yeah, I mean, the screens that I've seen from like the Uncharted game for it and some of the other stuff,
it looks
really good.
Watching them play the Uncharted game, like, it behaved exactly like it would on the PS3, except like when you're climbing around ledges and stuff, you could actually draw a path on the screen instead of like jumping from... You can play it either way. But you can like trace a path and then just let him go if you want to do it that way, or if you want to jump from ledge to ledge like normal.
That's crazy.
Yeah, so I thought that was pretty cool. And they're actually doing a kind of Xbox Live party chat system. So you can have friends and then be in a party, and then if you have a headset, you can plug it in. I assume it's just going to be a regular headset, but knowing Sony,
surely it's going to be Bluetooth, right?
I don't know. I mean, I think they said that it actually has a microphone port on the bottom or something.
Huh.
So I don't know. But that's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There was something else I was going to say about the Vita. Oh, I know what it was. So this is kind of strange to me. And again, this will go into something we're talking about later, but with the Vita, it's so funny because now it's the PSV versus the PSP. And if you're listening to somebody say that and you're not listening really closely, it's going to be very confusing which one they're talking about.
Right.
You know, I mean, I'm sure people are going to call it Vita for a while, but you think eventually people will start calling it PSV or start abbreviating it that way.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I would. And so That just seems strange. PSV, PSP.
Right. I feel you.
Anyway, I just wanted to make that point.
Yeah, I don't know who the F named that, but, like, interesting. Yeah, I don't know what to make of that name. But anyway.
I don't like it, but that's just me. I don't like a lot of things. People, you know I'm pessimistic. Well, I'm not really pessimistic. I'm just more cynical than anything.
Yeah, it's like, did you listen to that last Podtoid where they talked about the names and stuff?
Oh, yeah, dude, and Max Schofield. Oh, Schofield, when he got so mad about the name, that was the best part to me.
I mean,
like, I'm not a huge fan of him, but things like that make me get more on his side about stuff.
Yeah, yeah. It's just funny how all the console names recently are just so pussified, and then, like, you know, 10, 15 years ago, they were so freaking awesome.
The Talon.
Yeah.
The PlayStation Talon.
I mean, that'd be badass.
The PlayStation Claw.
The PlayStation Fang.
That's what they said. That's what it was.
Or no, just the Fang.
Yeah, the Fang.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, see, we could name a console and be a lot better than a freaking Vita.
Yeah, freaking the Titty Twister would be better than the Vita.
But Titty Twister?
Yeah, the Titty Twister.
I thought you said Buh Titty Twister. Buh.
Oh.
Like, that doesn't make any sense, but whatever.
Butt Titty Twister.
There you go.
Yes. Butt / Titty. Never mind. You got any more Sony comments?
Dude, not really, other than I hope that the PSN doesn't get hacked again.
Yeah, which, speaking of, I downloaded so many games last night. I downloaded Infamous and the Wipeout bundle, because I already have Little Big Planet. And I downloaded a Killzone and Little Big Planet for PSP, even though I don't have a PSP. I might pick one up in the near future if I feel so inclined. Actually, I have a ton of crap sitting on my kitchen table that needs to be eBayed, so I'll probably turn that into cheap PSP money.
Dude, after I play through the games I have on PSP, I may sell you mine for cheap.
Oh, yeah?
Because I want to pick up, like, a DS or something to play some role-playing games.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. We'll see how that goes.
Yeah. But, yeah, then I got the PSN Plus subscription for a month or whatever. And so there are, like, 10 games on there that are free if you have that, so I downloaded all those. I haven't played anything yet, but
that's funny.
Yeah, so Nintendo.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Reggie Pilameat, I mean, Fizameat.
That's funny, because, hey, if you get on the Destructoid forums, if you have less than 15 posts or something, it's like a
fresh
steak.
Meat.
Yeah, it's like a steak, and it has Reggie's eyes and nose and mouth and stuff.
Yeah, I listened to all those recent episodes of Podtoid on my way down here.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. But I don't know, Nintendo, it was okay. I mean, there were some cool things that they showed.
Yeah, I mean, they didn't make me juice all over the wall like I did last year.
No. I mean, some of the cool things that they did for 3DS look neat. I thought they were going to have a new Star Fox game for the 3DS, but it's just a remake of Star Fox 64. So,
which is one of my favorite games ever, so I'm completely okay with that, but
No, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it. I think that's cool that they did do that, and I think it's cool that, you know, you can use you could tilt the controller to move the aircraft, but I don't know, I would have preferred to have seen it as a new Star Fox game.
Yeah.
I'm just tired of all the sequel-itis, man. Everybody was coming out with the third or fourth game in some series or something like that, or remake of a game, and there wasn't a whole lot of just new stuff.
Although the multiplayer in Star Fox looked pretty cool.
Oh, yeah, that was
camera, cool. And you can see when you just killed somebody, the face they made and stuff.
Exactly, but they made a... was it you or was it the guys in the Rainwave chat? They made a point that, you know, now people are going to be getting killed by a whole bunch of flying penises.
Yeah, that was in the chat. And that's very true.
Was that a penis that just killed me?
Oh, man, he's playing with his dick. He must be really good. Oh, he was Japanese.
Dude.
Oh, man, speaking of Japs, that freaking Mario Kart, that's just another way that they're going to destroy me.
Man.
Flying in the air and underwater and all that stuff.
I wonder how those mechanics are going to work. I mean, that's it seems really cool.
Yeah.
But I don't know if it's like just another gimmick or if it's something that's like going to actually enhance the gameplay.
See, Mario Kart recently has turned me off due to all its gimmicks. Yeah. Like, past 64, I haven't really been too much of a fan. The DS one was cool, but meh.
Yeah, I think definitely the 64 was the last one where I played it a whole lot.
Uh-huh. Most definitely dittoed.
But yeah, the Kid Icarus game looks pretty cool.
That looks a lot. I didn't realize that was so freaking epic. I had no idea. Yeah. I wasn't expecting that.
Yeah, the flying sequences look pretty cool too.
Yeah. Am I missing something?
They listed a whole bunch of things they're doing for the 3DS, and
oh yeah, some more core-ish games like Resident Evil something,
Revelations, and then they're also doing the Resident Evil Mercenaries 3D. Which is like that mini game that is in, I think, Resident Evil 3 and 4 and probably 5 as well. Once you beat the game, it opens up the Mercenaries mini game, which is kind of like waves of zombies, or you have to make it to a certain point by a certain time, and there's zombies everywhere, and it's pretty cool. It's really cool for extra content in a game. Like once you beat it, it keeps it fresh. But as a standalone game, I don't know how that's gonna work. It seems like it's gonna be a little overkill or underkill
right.
for just a standalone game.
Yeah, that's cool. Man, if they had launched the 3DS with all those games and the store actually up, I think it would have done so much better than it did at launch.
Well, the thing is, they were trying to really get as much lead time on the market as they could before Vita came out.
Well, I don't know about that one.
PlayStation Viagra.
I think we should call it that, the Viagra.
I'm with you, dude.
That
would have
been a better name than Vita.
I completely agree.
Just the Viagra.
I would buy it just because of that name if they called it Viagra.
In fact, I think I might buy one and tattoo Viagra
at the bottom. That's what you should do.
Yes.
But I guess their big news was the new console, which they named or revealed the name.
Yes, it's unfortunately not called Project Cafe.
Which would have been fine for me.
Yeah. It's called the Wii U.
The Wii on you? I mean, Wii U?
Wii on you, bitch!
Yeah, I think that's I thought the Wii was a dumb name, because I like Nintendo Revolution. I loved that name.
Yeah, I thought that was a cool name.
And then they came out with Wii, and I was like, what the heck? That's a stupid name. And then they just took the stupid name and made it even stupider.
That's exactly right.
Even just their justification for it, if you didn't see, was that they wanted it to be all about you, but also all about us, you know, all playing together. And so it's we and you, it's Wii U. That just, it's so dumb. It's like, that. It just feels completely to me like corporate spinster bullshit, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't feel genuine at all. And that's the big problem I have with... See, this is why it's weird to me. Like, Nintendo has two faces. They have this one way that you see them where, like I was telling you earlier today, they seem, as a company, a lot more humble than, like, Microsoft or Sony do as right. companies.
Yeah.
But then again, they still feed you this whole line of bullcrap, like, you know, this big image they're trying to sell. Like big companies do, which, you know, I understand big companies do that, but it's like, if you want to be, you know, on my side or make me feel like you're with me, don't sell me this marketized image product bullshit. You know, sell me a system that's cool and does a lot of cool things. Don't hype me like that. You know, does that make sense? Am I just rambling?
Yeah, definitely.
So, I don't know. I hate the name. That's all I'm going to say about it anymore.
And I hated the name Wii.
Absolutely. It's stupid. it's a gimmicky name. I mean, it's a gimmicky name for a gimmicky console,
yeah.
Basically. And that's all the Wii U is, too, is just... which we finally saw. I guess that's the controller. I mean, some people are trying to say it's just a prototype and it may change. And I'm sure it may change slightly, but I don't think it's going to change people are saying.
Yeah, I think they're probably getting a lot of feedback on the floor as far as how it feels in people's hands and stuff. And they probably might make some slight adjustments, but I think that's pretty much it.
Yeah. And... I mean, some of the things that they're wanting to do with it look cool, but some of it's just pointless, like that golf game where you see where your ball lies.
Yeah, when I first saw that, I was like, oh, that's pretty awesome. And then I thought about it, I was like, that's completely worthless.
You know, if you were, like, immersed fully in an environment and that was part of it, yeah, that would make sense. But it's, like, it's such a restricted view on anything.
Yeah.
I mean, the stuff with, like, the Zelda where you have the menu on your controller and you can see the game up there, I think that's pretty cool. And the idea that you can stream the whole game to the controller and play it on the controller instead of having the TV is pretty cool, too. So that means, I guess, theoretically, you could play a game without even having a TV.
Right.
You just have the console and then the controller.
Yeah, I mean, the whole screen on the controller thing, I mean, I know I've told you this 1,000 times, but... You know, when Sega did that with the Dreamcast and they had the VMU and the little screen on the controller, it was cool because I think it was the Sega Sports, the NFL 2K. Yeah, NFL 2K. You could select plays and stuff on the VMU. Playing in a room with a bunch of dudes, you don't want them to see what you're doing. You'd select it on your VMU. You know,
sure.
That kind of stuff's cool. And, you know, 90% of the games that came out for Dreamcast, they just flash cute little pictures on the screen. As like frickin' use that stuff, so.
Oh yeah, yeah. I mean, I think there's some utility to it. I'm just curious as to how it could be used in a non-utilitarian way. You know, like creatively with games, because that's how they're trying to sell it. They're not trying to sell it utilitarianly. They're trying to sell it as a new way to immerse people in games.
Right, right. Which I mean, you know, to you and me, I mean, that's cool. That's cool having like stats and like the menu and stuff, like you said, Zelda on the screen. That's awesome. It takes removes it off the screen. You don't have to look at all this crap all the time.
Exactly. I mean, that's the only thing I was thinking that was way cool about it is that now they can make a whole lot of games that don't have, you know, heads up displays on their screen and you just have it on your controller.
Oh, and I will tell you one thing that absolutely excited me beyond belief. And that is the thumbsticks don't have that gay-ass Nintendo heptagon thing. And so you're forced to aim the joystick in a certain direction. It's actually round. That made me happy.
That's cool. That's cool. I heard that they're, like, sort of really close to the controller. I guess sort of more like the stick on the PSP is.
Yeah, I heard that too.
So I wonder... how that's going to work, and they're pretty small.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I still maintain, after seeing what's probably pretty close to the final version, that it's just not going to be comfortable. And that's just me talking, and again, this is my non-progressive technology views when it comes to, you know, tactile interaction. It does not look... I've not played any games on tablets at all, so I don't have that experience, but I have held tablets. I have used them for other things, and it just doesn't seem like that's something that I would want to be coming home to sit down in front of a TV, pick up to play a Zelda game or to play, you know, Mario.
Right. To me, it's not really the comfort thing, because I have always been that dude that plays with every kind of controller imaginable on every kind of console, so I'm really, really open to a new controller idea or whatever. So the comfort really, I think I could get used to it no matter, I mean, if it's shaped like a dick. Of course, I'm already used to that.
you're best with that controller.
Yeah. Wow, I just trolled the hell out of myself. Where was I even going with that?
I don't know, I lost it when you said something about your penis.
Yeah. Anyway, I mean, the comfort thing isn't as big of a deal to me as, you know, how much does that freaking thing weigh?
Oh, yeah.
You're freaking holding a little tablet thing. And not only that, but, I mean, seriously, it looks to me like that thing would be half the cost of the console.
Absolutely. That's my biggest concern as far as, you know, the... the implementation of it, you know, aside from the comfort, you know, how, if you want four people to have these things when you're playing, it's like, probably going to be $400. I can't imagine one of those controllers being less than $100.
Yeah, that's exactly what I thought too. And, you know, I mean, that was the thing with the Wii was, I mean, not only was the console the cheapest, the whole time it was the console was the cheapest of the three, but you know, you want to play WarioWare and have a 12-person game, you go buy another Wiimote for $30. I mean,
yeah,
you know, and you need another controller for Xbox or PS3, and it's like you might as well just save up your money because it's going to cost $60 in the end to get another controller.
Whatever happened to third-party controllers, man? Because I remember back on, you know, Super Nintendo and N64, I had a whole bunch of third-party controllers. Oh, Why aren't those around anymore? Are they? I don't know. I don't see them anymore.
They are, but they suck. Like, my favorite Super Nintendo controller was always a third-party controller, actually.
Oh, yeah. I had one that was, I don't know if you've ever, you've probably seen it, the one of those clear ones.
Yeah, that's, we might have had the same one.
Yeah, I love that thing.
And I had one for Genesis and Super Nintendo, and I broke the Genesis one.
I broke the Super Nintendo one.
I remember this vividly. I was playing Sonic Spinball. I think I've talked about this on a podcast. Anyway, I was playing Sonic Spinball, and the very last level in that, it's all vertical, and it is this colossal level, and it takes like, you know, 30 minutes to get to the top of it where the boss is. And so I was fighting the boss, and I freaking did something wrong, and I fell to the bottom of the level. And I just immediately took the controller, and I was sitting on my bed, and I slammed it against the night post, and
oh man,
the part where the D-pad is just disintegrated. It turned into cocaine. Of course, I snorted it. I was so pissed off.
Oh man. I could just see you do. I cannot see you doing that, because like I've never seen you like super angry, dude.
Yeah. Oh man, when I get mad, it's just it's just bad news.
I can imagine. Yeah. Like it's always the ones that you don't ever see mad that always have the worst rages.
Right. Exactly. It's like our friend Jason. He's like always that guy that takes everybody's crap, but you know he's going to be that guy that ends up gunning down an entire shopping mall.
Has he ever blown up at all?
I don't think I've ever seen him blow up.
Man. That's kind of scary.
Yeah, I'm just going to be the dude that's hiding in the KB Toys in the background.
KB Toys. Oh man. Good times.
Great oldies. So yeah, Nintendo E3.
E3 in general, as far as like the major press conferences, not impressed.
Yeah, the games that I haven't really heard any news that was like, oh, holy F-bomb. Like last year, everything freaking Nintendo had to say, I was pissing over. But this year, it's just like, yeah, I knew that, but that's awesome.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, the only thing that really set me going was the confirmation of the Silent Hill remix. Because, like, you know, everybody keeps talking about it, but I don't believe anybody until I see it. And that's one of those things where, like, okay, now I can believe it because it's actually happening.
Right.
And that's freaking awesome to me. So that's a day one purchase. And I rarely have day one purchases.
I usually do day one purchases. Unfortunately, I fall into that category.
I'm just the opposite, man. I'm bargain bin.
Yeah, I usually either day one or not at all. For some reason.
Wow.
Well, I guess.
Well, that's good, though. It takes people like you to keep the industry going.
Yeah, thanks.
I salute you, brother.
Good to know.
So, the only other news about E3, or from E3, that I had any significant emotional reaction to was the news that the new Silent Hill game, Silent Hill Downpour, you know, they're having that Daniel what's his face dude who does Dexter. I don't remember his last name off the top of my head now. Whatever, he's doing the music, orchestral type music for Silent Hill, and from what I've heard, it sounds pretty good so far. I mean, it's certainly vastly different than anything Akira Yamaoka would do, but it still sounds pretty appropriate. But they announced that Korn the band Korn is doing the main theme for the game.
Oh, man. When I read that, it was funny because I got on Twitter this morning when I got to work, and my feed was just exploding with nerd rage about Silent Hill. I was like, oh, no, what is this? And I looked it up, and yeah, Korn theme. And I knew you were going to be furious.
My face has been in my palm all day ever since I read that. Yeah. I mean, it's so stupid. I mean, just having an actual band do it. Yes, granted, some of the older Silent Hill games, like Silent Hill 3, for example, has a song that could have been played by a band for its theme. But it's not some... Oh, I'm not going to get into it. I'm not going to bash Korn. I'm not a Korn fan. I was into them when I was younger. I liked their first album, but I do not listen to them anymore, and I do not like them as a band. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if I love them as a band or hate them as a band. Their music does not belong anywhere near Silent Hill. Any popular band's music does not belong anywhere near Silent Hill.
Mm-hmm.
It just pisses me off, dude. It's just they're trying to be like, yeah, check this out. We got awesome band doing the music. We got awesome graphics, awesome blah, blah, blah. This is going to be an awesome game. Which is just completely leading me down the road to think that it's going to be a shitty game.
Right. God. Uh-huh.
I'm not saying anything else. I have had the wind taken out of my sail. I'm still going to play that game, but it's going to have to get really good reviews for me to buy it at, you know, full price.
Yeah. Speaking of fanboyism, there was a new Sonic Generations trailer today, and it showed off a level from Sonic Adventure 2 that is in Sonic Generations.
Oh, wow.
That's pretty cool.
Awesome.
So it's like a remake. It's a remake of the level from Sonic Adventure 2, and you can play it as Classic Sonic or... whatever they call it.
Green-eyed Sonic.
Green-eyed, long-legged, more badass-looking Sonic. I guess I'm not really a typical Sonic fanboy, because most Sonic fanboys think he looks stupid now.
I don't really hold an opinion one way or the other. I don't know. I miss Sonic. I miss real Sonic.
I agree. And it... where did I hear this? It might have been on Podtoid. Jim was talking about Sonic's attitude, I think. No, it was on a Jimquisition. God, everything I do is Jim Sterling.
Lord have well, me. You know.
He's anyway.
He's a sexy beast of a man.
Yeah. But, yeah, I agree with what he said, how Sonic has this whole 90s attitude thing. And that was cool in the 90s, but they were over the past, all in the 2000s, whatever. They were still trying to push him as this. He had this 90s attitude, and you know, over the past like 6 years or so, it's come off cross as extremely lame.
Yeah.
And in Sonic Colors, he has a different attitude, almost where like he thinks he's cool, but nobody else thinks he's cool. So it's kind of like playing off that. So he
is cool. yeah.
So
I remember the Jimquisition you're talking about now.
The humor that is involved in that personality, hopefully they'll continue with that. But hopefully he won't talk a lot in Sonic Generations. That's my hope. Hopefully Classic Sonic won't say a word.
Man, oh, that would be hilarious. That would be the funniest thing would be like if they have a scene where like, you know, the new Sonic's talking to Classic Sonic and like he just doesn't even talk or respond to him.
Right.
He just like looks at him with a blank stare.
Yeah, I really hope they do that. That would be hilarious.
Let's get them, right?
Right. Yeah, so I'm waiting for somebody to play that and post their thoughts on it.
Yeah, I mean, dialogue in a Sonic game, I don't know, that just seems weird to me.
Yeah.
In general.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, but that's all I had to talk about with E3. I'm spent because I've been doing too much internal raging this week.
Mm-hmm.
And it's only the second day of the week.
Yeah. Yeah, now we're missing all the fun stuff.
Yeah, exactly. All I know is I am looking forward to playing the Silent Hill remake, especially the Silent Hill 2 remake, and I want to know when that's coming out.
Mm-hmm.
I want it to be this year, but I'm afraid it's not going to be this year. Oh, the Ico and Shadow of the Colossus release is coming out in Japan on September 22nd.
Right, yeah.
That's news.
Which, it's pretty cool. I saw a trailer of it. Yeah, it looks pretty cool.
Yeah, hopefully that'll be good. And I guess the other thing... we already heard that, though, that Beyond Good and Evil 2 is actually going to be getting made.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Which, that's stupendous news.
Are they still doing an HD remake of that, or is that out? Or
the first one?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's out. It's out on XBLA right now, and it's supposed to come out on PSN sometime this month, I think. Either this month or next month. Awesome. It was supposed to come out, like, last month, but we all know how that went down.
Yeah. So. Awesome. Did you have anything else?
Yeah, I don't think so.
Okay, I think we should wrap this guy up before we draw it out way too long, if we haven't already.
Right. I don't even know what I've talked about, what I've said, because I've been internalizing this stuff for the past 2 days, so it's...
Oh, same here. I'm really out of it right now, so...
Yeah.
It's kind of strange. But, awesome. So that's our E3 update. Order of Tier update, not a whole lot going on. Donna's working a little bit on the vocals for our Paparazzi cover, and we are getting together later this week to practice for our show in July.
Hardcore.
And that's really about it.
Yes, I have been practicing personally hardcore. Like, there are so many blisters on my hands. It is horrific.
That's what I want to hear, brother.
Yeah, that's exactly... It's some serious musics.
Yeah, I've been doing some practicing too, so... Hopefully it's going to come off pretty well. Actually, it will come off pretty well. Hopefully just this week we'll be able to get together pretty quickly and not have to really dig in to do a whole lot of extra work on it.
Yeah, tomorrow might be interesting, but I think it'll come together fairly quickly.
Yeah. Sweet. So, I guess that's it. We'll call that the end of Order of Tier Podcast 035. Come see us at orderoftier.com and come hang out with us on the Rainwave chat, rainwave.cc, and listen to some awesome music.
Yes.
Anything else, brother?
Yeah, I got nothing, bruh.
All right. Until next time, this is Jordan B. Sanders with Mike the Hammer K. Klitzinski.
Yeah.
Signing off, Order of Tier Podcast 035. Later, guys.
Deuces.